Welcome to Tangents Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby, and hopefully you guys are doing well, awesome, and great. Today, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be deep diving into something that has baffled me and the people through the ages of video game. If you go back and take a look at the one genre that people try diving into with every single culture, it is video games that are based around movies or TV shows. Over the years, years, game companies and movies have absolutely tried it time and time and time again. So the transition between movies, TV shows, into video games did not really work that well. There's a few here and there that actually worked really well. However, video games transitioning into movies, there are absolute beautiful movies that are based off of video games that worked really well. For example, the Super Mario Brothers movie. Not the crappy one from the 90s, but the new one with Chris Pratt. That actually turned out really good. Going back and realizing that early stages of video games, they really didn't have a go-to main anchor. They always just had these game developers trying to be the next Super Mario Brothers, for example, by creating games and almost creating a new genre that were trying to hook people into video games. The one issue that I have when it comes to movies and TV shows going into video games, that the actual game itself, you're looking at it on paper going, what the heck are they doing? What the heck is this about? And how the heck did this get greenlighted? Like, it is just absolutely amazing. Even going back to the Atari, my mom bought me the E.T. game. And yes, it was a horrible game. But to me, being like a 6, 7, 8 year old, it was absolutely beautiful. I loved it. Top bunch of games. Star Wars on the Atari, I love that too. So there's a few games out there that need to be kind of addressed and hats tipped off just because of the power at that time. And I totally understand back in the Atari that they just created like said game here, said game there. But once you're getting a Nintendo and even beyond, that's when things were starting to be a little dicey and you start questioning it. Some of the games that I've played back in the day was like RoboCop, Mad Max, Ghostbusters. Oh my god, the Atari version of Ghostbusters. My god, did that suck. It's just some of those games right there. You're looking at it today going, what are you trying to do? Even at the Genesis, they had a bunch of movie games that were probably some of the best actual games itself. Like Aladdin, Indiana Jones, things like that. Like, it just was. A Lion King's another one. Those games were almost like the pinnacle or some of the best, but at the same time, some of the hardest games that you'll ever play. But over all these years, you'll always have movies coming to video games. If you go back and take a look and say, okay, which five are the best? Which five are the worst? number one for being groundbreaking for visually, game playability, and multiplayer. Hands down, 100% number one on the list across the board is going to be GoldenEye 007. That, for the N64, was the mark. It set the standards so high that it was incredible. Out of all the games, that was probably one of the most played game. And with Nintendo doing what they did with the N64 and not signing with Sony, it created not only a pain in the ass for parents have to buy three extra controllers, but it was one of the times where if you lived across town, you would walk to the corner store with $5. You got yourself Mountain Dew. You got yourself Doritos with your game controller in your backpack. And you trudge through that snow at minus 40 with the winds blowing. You're dressed up like a polar bear trying to make it to your friend's house because he wanted you to come over and play video games all night with him, Tommy, and Bobby. You get there, you're sitting in front of the big 27-inch television, crossed legs, playing 007, eating, drinking, and the parents said absolutely nothing. Till about 6 o'clock in the morning, you would sleep for about 1 or 2 hours. Bam, you were up. You guys were playing again. Once that daylight hit, you either did that or you did something else. But more or less, overnight, you played that game. I was never a Nintendo 64 fan, but I do have to say there was two games that I did play. That one, as well as NWO versus WCW. But GoldenEye, that's what made the transition from how we played to what we play now. Not only in four-player mode, but gaming in general. Then you had other games out there that you're taking a look and just shaking your head going, what the hell were you thinking? The one TV show that I just found out that they actually made a video game, and it was one of the most dumbest things I've ever seen, was Home Improvement. They made a Home Improvement video game for the Super Nintendo. I watched gameplay on it, and it made absolutely no sense. Like, of course, to me, who never played it, who just heard about it, watching the gameplay, it doesn't make sense. But I'm pretty sure that if I get into the game, follow it, read it, everything like that, it would make more sense. But in reality, how can you make a video game based off of a TV show where the TV show has its own plots and you're doing this? That's the part that I don't understand. Just like Home Alone 2. I watched that and I'm just shaking my head. The level that I watch is you're in the airport getting all these different things, jumping on couches, on plants, on vending machines, on landings. Like, that doesn't make sense. That's not a part of the movie. And that's the part that I was trying to get at. They will never, ever get the true feeling of the movies, unless you do something like The Godfather or Alien or Chronicles of Riddick. That is a little bit more believable. In 2003, The Lord of the Rings video game was absolutely killer bomb. I'm not going to lie, that actually got me obsessed with Lord of the Rings. But I would never watch the movie. I love the way that the game played, the plot, the characters, everything. It was kind of like a D&D version of the movie. I did try it, I'm not going to lie. Halfway through the second one, I fell asleep. So to me, that wasn't my type of movie, but the video game, it absolutely was. There's other ones, you know, like Shrek, where it's kind of not a serious game. It's more of a fun kind of farting, burping game. Like, that's how some of the games should be. If you have a character from a particular movie, make the plot around the character and not the TV show, Home Improvement, or the game, Home Alone. My kids absolutely loved Madam Mascar, where it was kind of like Mario Kart or Crash Team Racing. You had your characters and you raced, and they played that for hours. I have no issues with that. That was fun, and that was it. Enjoyable. Star Wars. That one was really hard. They have a whole universe, a galaxy far, far away, and that was a very unique approach on trying to create video games, almost like a Fortnite / Lord of the Rings / Battlefield kind of game. It was absolutely weird. And when the one game came out, they said that you could have upwards of like 50 or 100 people playing on the same server. It was highly respected. Everybody wanted it. Came out, too many downfalls, and it never turned out the way it was supposed to line up. And so many people basically took their game, chucked it across the room, and went played something else. What I want you to do for homework wise, I want you to head over to bio.link/tangentsgaming and go check out some of the options that I have there. But the one thing I want you to do is there's a link that will take you to a voicemail option or a text message option. Tell me what game should be on the top 5 best and the top 5 worst, like Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street. But I want you to go there, send me something, and tell me what you personally think when it comes to these video games. What are the best movies / TV shows, and what are the worst? And I will even include it in one of my upcoming episodes. If you don't want to do that and you just want to send an email, tangentsgaming189@gmail.com. If that's not your thing, you can always head over to tangentsgaming189 on social media and leave me a message that way, and I will get back to you. All right, you guys, hopefully you are doing well otherwise. Before I let you go, make sure you hit the like, the follow, the subscribe, everything that you possibly can to make sure that you never miss an episode. And until next time, I will talk to you later. Peace out, guys, and thank you for listening to the Tangents Gaming Podcast.